This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, if you're listening live and want to talk to me and my guest or have a question, you can call us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. We also have a 24-hour voicemail line. So if you're not listening live, you can still call and leave a question or comment at 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. I also want to give a shout out to Raymond tonight. As you know, Raymond is my associate producer. He is amazing and does so much for the show. And right now, he is driving in a snowstorm in the car, live tweeting. Oh, he's not driving. Okay, his wife is driving. But he's stuck in a snowstorm in a car live tweeting this show because that's how dedicated he is to the show. And I love him for that. So, Raymond, please drive and get to where you're going safely. Meanwhile, it was 75 and sunny here in LA, but I'm not going to rub it in. Okay, we're going to talk about relationships tonight. And I'm really excited for the guest that I have on because I think you're going to love her. Let me tell you about her. Kelsey Grant is the founder of the Legendary Love Academy, a primarily online educational platform providing relationship education for men and women designed to expand emotional intelligence and relationship success. By combining practical tools, coaching, and relational education, her work assists in the process of uncrossing wires of misunderstanding within relationships so higher quality love can be experienced and expressed in the world. While the majority of her courses are online, she also produces yearly live events, workshops, local and international retreats that specialize in topics like self-love, boundaries, healing heartbreak, mindset, relationship templates, core values, high-quality communication, understanding men and women, dating, and family systems. In fact, she just got back to Canada after completing the very first international Heal Your Heartbreak retreat in Spain. Can't wait to hear about that. And she's really excited to kick off the new year, which is just around the corner, folks, with the opening of her Year of Love Masterclass. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really pumped to be here.
So how did you get in? I want to know how you got into this work. I always want to know, people who are in the field of sex and relationships come to it from many different places. How did you come to it?
You know, it's a long, long story. I'll condense it for the purpose of
the show. We have time. We have time.
It started, I was actually, you know, living in a different city. I was doing something completely different. I was in a band writing music. And I really thought that that was the direction that my life was going to go. And at the same time, I was doing my undergrad in sociology. And I realized as I was doing this undergrad and diving into these mechanics of what it means to be human, that I uncovered a passion for people and understanding how humans work and work together inside of the container of relationships. And so shortly after completing my undergrad, I decided to pick up my life and move to another city, and my partner at the time wasn't on board for that, and so our relationship ended. I moved to another city, and I was in a leadership program at the time, and my coach in that program suggested that I consider doing coaching as a profession. And at that point in my story, I had no idea that that was even a thing. People do this for a living? Like, okay, interesting. And so I started to explore my coaching abilities, and I launched a company a couple months later. And I started off doing business and life coaching, but I realized that in every single session, the common denominator always came down to relationships, whether it was a relationship at home, a relationship to self, even relationship to money or relationship to health. Like, everything boiled down to this factor about relationships. And so I started to maneuver in that direction and did more of my content focused on relationships. And then I went through a really gnarly breakup. And inside of that breakup, I really realized that the root of my stuff was a lack of self-love. And in order for me to really shift my patterns in relationships, I would have to shift how I was relating to myself. And so that's where we started moving in the direction of producing content and programs around self-love at the very base level, and then building our muscles of relationship and relating to other after we've really zoned in on that relationship to self. So, I mean, that was 10 years ago that I moved out to Vancouver and started my company, and it's just been this beautiful evolution, and I really just have to pay attention to my life and use the experiences of my life, and that ends up, you know, really reflecting itself inside of what we produce in the company in terms of course curriculum and content. And it seems to be, you know, something that the world is really looking for right now, is an enrichment in, like, how we do relationships. Like, everything can get super surface, and I think people are really craving a deeper sense of connection, and that has to start with the connection to ourselves, and then we build on that with our connections with others.
So that's and how one I of those, started. No. One of the things you say about your work is that it's rooted in radical self-love methodology, and you brought up radical self-love a bunch. So explain to me what that means to you.
So when I came up with the concept of radical self-love, which is not an original idea by any means, but there's two ways I could have gone with it. Radical in the sense of the extreme, but with this particular avenue, I really wanted to use the word radical, meaning root. So the root of all love starts with the love that we have for ourselves. And from that vantage point, that context is where we really build from. So if I can learn how to generate self-acceptance and self-compassion, then my capacity to love my experience, to love my life, and to truly love who I am is amplified. And when that's amplified, my ability to be with another person, be with their experience without getting super wrapped up or taken out by it, is also enhanced. So really honing in on that relationship to self. And we see this a lot inside of the company, where we start working with a new client and we immediately zone in on their self-talk. And we ask them, like, okay, how do you speak to yourself? Are you kind when you speak to yourself, or is it this ongoing ticker tape of self-criticism? And that's usually where most people start. And so we come in and we play with that. We start replacing some of that self-criticism with understanding, with curiosity. And as we open space through the lens of curiosity, there's more room for compassion. And when there's more room for compassion, there's more room for love. And so we always start any program from that foundation of radical self-love, like learning how to love and accept yourself as much as you possibly can inside of the circumstances of your human experience, if that makes sense.
It does. And you know, this sounds like such a simple concept, and yet, as you said, there are lots of people who struggle with it. I know that I am a person who is more willing to give other people the benefit of the doubt than I am willing to give myself, for example. You know, like I can give people a lot of leeway, but I don't let myself have that leeway.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, but it really trips you up. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you holding yourself to a standard that you wouldn't even hold all these other folks in your life who you love and respect to?
Absolutely.
You know, why, And I think that that's one of my core things that I have to constantly sort of remind myself, is to give myself a break and to sort of come back to that compassion for self piece. So I totally identify with what you're saying. And I also think there's a lot of resistance to it, because when you're in relationship with another person, it's so easy to be like, this is your fault. You know what I mean? It's like when it's you and you talking to yourself, you can take responsibility for it. But I feel like once we get in relationship with other people, and that can be love, romantic, sexual, it could be a business partnership, then it's easier to sort of say, this thing is not going well because of you, right? To sort of externalize it.
Absolutely. The blame game is a really popular one inside of the human psyche.
Yes. Okay, I want to talk about the blame game, but we've got to take our first commercial break.
Sure. Okay, great.
Let's take a break and hear from our fantastic sponsors. The Pleasure Chest, as you know, people, has been sponsoring the show for quite some time, and they are like my number one cheerleaders, and in return, I cheerlead for them. This whole month of December, they're having a really good online special where if you spend $100, you get $15, and if you spend $150, you get $25. So you should do that. You should take advantage of it and get something for yourself and for those you love this holiday season. Go to thepleasurechest.com to find out all about that and more. And when we come back, we'll talk about the blame game and self-compassion and troubleshooting in relationships with Kelsey Grant. So stay with us. Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with Kelsey Grant. I do want to remind you what's going on at the Pleasure Chest this coming week. As you know, they have tons of classes at their locations. They're all from 8 to 10 p.m. Almost all of them are free classes. And December is no different. So in Los Angeles, December 10th, Sensual Sunday, Sex Toys 101. December 13th, Down and Dirty for the Holidays, Advanced Sensation Play with Victor. In New York City, December 13th, Down and Dirty Sex for the Holidays with Carly. And December 19th, How to Create Amazing Scenes, Get Into Their Heads with Midori. In Chicago, December 13th, Tanya and Antoinette Elizabeth are doing Down and Dirty for the Holidays. And December 15th is an edition of Crafts and Cocktails devoted to the holidays. So while you're shopping, before you go in, you might as well just take a class and then you can shop for all your loved ones. Go to pleasuretest.com to find out about those events and more. So before the break, we were talking about this idea of self-compassion and self-love and the blame game. And what do you think it is about human nature where there has to be a person or persons to blame for each conflict that we have?
And I think it comes down to just one of the ways in which we filter reality. Like when we have this concept of there's a right way and a wrong way, there also has to be a winner and a loser. And so if things are getting a little rocky, that means that there has to be someone to blame, and then someone is the victim of that. And it really, in my opinion, it's one of those lower levels of connection in terms of quality. So when we're in that zone of low quality connection, we are always going to be looking for someone to blame, because we haven't quite learned that, you know, a lot of the experiences that we have, we are participants in that. And if we don't like the experience that we're having, we do have the capacity to shift our behavior to either filter out those low quality connections and filter in higher quality ones. But in order to do that, we have to know that we've got the power and the capacity to design our own life on purpose. And, you know, that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of inner resolve. That takes a lot of self-awareness. It's uncomfortable to do that work. And, you know, for some people, it might be easier to just keep themselves in the dark and keep blaming other people, because then we don't really have to own up to our human experience. Like, it's always someone else's fault, or it's always, you know, life's fault that, you know, I'm experiencing what I am, instead of really taking ownership and taking my power back. You know, that's a thing that is conditioned out of us quite early on, that, you know, there is these power dynamics that happen in the world and in our family systems. And we learn from a young age that in order to get love, we have to morph and change who we are in order to fit the image of what someone else wants us to be. And that's a dangerous thing that happens. And across the board, it happens a lot in pretty much every family system. And so in order to really break free of that, we've got to amp up those self-awareness muscles in order to really start to take responsibility for ourselves and our lives, so that we can stop blaming ourselves or stop blaming others, and instead invest that creative energy into understanding, into communication that actually works, into generating our life in a way that feels good to be living. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things that is a byproduct of our conditioning and how our, you know, North American society is set up. Like, it's set up to kind of point the finger instead of turning it inward and saying, what does this mean about me? Or what is it that's going on for me right now, you know, with this situation that I feel uncomfortable about? And what's that about in me? And is there a boundary that needs to be set here? Is this actually okay with me going forward? Or what do I need to change in order to actually be in a situation that feels good to be in? If that makes sense.
Yeah. And on your blog, you wrote about this one skill you should master for healthy, happy relationships. And I think if I sort of put out like an informal poll and said, people, like, guess what Kelsey says is the one skill you need. I think people might say communication. I think people might say honesty, you know, unconditional love. But what do you say is the one skill?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if I know the exact post you're referring to.
Okay. I'll tell you what you said. You said presence. Okay. You said presence, as in P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not gifts, but presence. Yeah.
Well, your presence is a gift when you can be fully present with someone.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, why is that so important? Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Well, because, you know, there's so much going on underneath the communication or underneath the words that people are using. So when there's a conflict that's happening, you know, we might get wrapped up in the content of that conflict instead of understanding the context of it. and, you know, really getting curious about what is going on for this person that I love. And let me really lean in to understand what's going on for them. The second we lean in, we create an environment of connection. And when connection is maintained, even through conflict, that's where we see a strengthening of a bond. But if we go into blame, defense, you know, fighting and really like killing off connection because we're not present to either what's going on within ourselves or present with what's going on in the other person, we're going to actually sever a lot of that connection energy that is essential for a high quality relationship. And so to be present with a partner allows us to understand them in a way that we may have missed if we are wrapped up in our story about why they're upset, or we're not present to what's going on in our own body or our own psyche when our partner is upset or when we're upset. So to be able to identify our own experience and then, you know, sit and be with another person's experience allows us to bridge those two areas of misunderstanding to find some common ground with each other. It's so important.
I think this is especially difficult right now. I mean, you're sitting up there in Canada where you have no guns and universal health care, but but in the United States, I would say many of us are feeling, I mean, under siege, for lack of a better word, because of the Trump administration, because of the government, because of the just outrageous oppressive systems that work and that have seemingly been strengthened in the past year. I think it's hard to be in your body all the time. I have that experience. I mean, in this past year, more than any other time in my, you know, 46 years on the planet, I felt it's been the most difficult in this past year because there is so much outrageous bullshit going on in the world that if I stay attuned to it 24 hours a day, I'm going to actually lose my mind.
Yeah, so absolutely.
how under sort of duress do you maintain presence?
One of the things that's really helpful, instead of getting caught up in the experience, which would be, you know, and it's, this is the perfect example because there's so much shit that's flying around right now. And if we're staying like fully wide open to that, we're going to absorb it. We're going to take it on. And then we're holding that in our body, which is exactly what you just, you know, shared with us. And so one of the things that is very, very helpful to be able to observe the experience without taking it on is increasing our vocabulary around our emotions. And so when we notice that fear is starting to rise up, that we have the awareness to be like, oh, I'm experiencing fear in my body. And where is that in my body right now? The second you're able to call it out, you're able to dismantle a lot of its momentum. And that's really what we would want to see, especially in the environment that your country's in right now. There's a lot of, you know, intense emotion swirling around. But if we stay dissociated from it, like, oh, I don't want to be feeling that, I'm going to block it out, that's where it gives, you know, more momentum. Whatever we're fighting, we're strengthening. Whatever we're resisting is going to keep persisting. And so if we can call it out, one of my favorite, you know, little phrases is name the emotion to tame the emotion. And if we can name it and identify where it is in the body, we immediately create more space and more space for a little bit of relief, space for just being able to breathe a little bit more and be with the experience that we're having. And in order to really change a system like that, we've got to be present to what's going on. We don't want to bypass it and be like, everything is sunshine and rainbows and it's all a projection, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's bullshit and it's not going to help change the current climate on the planet. And we have to deal with reality. Like, the reality is some shitty things are happening on the planet right now. We can't positively wash that away. And in order to really activate our own power, which is how, in my opinion, any system is going to shift over time, is, you know, when each individual reclaims their power and does it from such an aligned space that they can be with another person without turning their anger into aggression. And they can be with the circumstances that are and seek to understand so that we can find solutions instead of keep going to war with each other. And again, that comes down to the war that we wage within ourselves first. You know, to really shift this on a global scale, we're going to have to shift this on an individual scale. And if we can find that capacity to be compassionate to ourselves, and compassion in this sense is being able to identify specifically what feelings or emotions are happening when they're happening, instead of pushing them under, where that just causes a lot more stress, a lot more mischief down the line. And taking that into relationships, if we suppress those more shadowy emotions, they come up really intensely inside of the container of partnership. And mm-hmm. that's where we see, you know, attacking the person that we supposedly love the most. And that's not really the condition that we want to create inside of a partnership. And so it does come back down to, okay, when I'm feeling tense, like maybe I can flush that out a little bit more. Am I feeling embarrassed? Am I feeling humiliated? Am I feeling frustrated? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling aggressive? Like, what am I feeling? And, you know, in North America, our language around our feelings and emotions is quite limited. And quite, so if we yes. can open that up, yeah, it's very, very helpful to kind of stopping that momentum and turning it into fuel for our rising, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and in some ways, we have to reject the role models that are our leaders right now, right? Mm-hmm. Because our leaders are warmongers and are really not mm-hmm. about looking at nuance at all and not about solutions.
Sure,
in some ways, we have to sort of reject what's getting played out by the people in power and say, there is a different way to do this
mm-hmm.
that's less
Absolutely.
Reactionary and less sort of ego-centered, I think, also probably.
For sure.
Okay, we're going to take another break.
Okay.
That made me think of three more things. Okay, but I'm going to jot them down. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Kelsey Grant. So don't go anywhere. Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I know it's the holiday season, and of course, I've got some gift ideas for you. You know I do, and I'll tie this all together. Just trust me. First of all, my Sex Educator Bootcamp Level 1 and now Level 2 are both available online. Whether you are passionate about sex education and want to build a career in the field, or you've already started your career and you want to hone your mission and learn skills like marketing and branding and business skills, you will benefit from Sex Educator Bootcamp. You can read all about the different levels at sexeducatorbootcamp.com. And I also have a special for listeners. And that is, I'm going to tell you a secret URL. It's long, so get out a pen. But it's a secret URL where you can save up to 30% off the regular price. I'll also tweet it out on the Sex Out Loud Twitter. But for now, if you're writing frantically, it's sexeducatorbootcamp.com/details-discount-enrollment. It's like... So, but you have to do a little work to get the discount, basically. You have to do a little work. That's long URL, and that's your work. That's your labor in exchange for the discount. Okay, so you can totally check that out. Maybe give that to the sex educator in your life. I'm also doing 50% off all of my professional coaching sessions if you book it by the end of the year. So when you book on or before December 31st, you're going to get 50% off the usual rates from my professional coaching sessions. And that's for sex educators and other sexuality professionals. And then finally, I'm doing something special this year on my website. As you know, you can go to puckerup.com and get things like my books and my DVDs. And those make great gifts for the sex, you know, fan in your life. But I wanted to do something special. And the special thing I'm doing this year is that if you spend $100 or more on puckerup.com, I've decided that I'm going to make a phone call. And that is, it's simple. If you get an order in before the end of the year and it's more than $100, once your order's processed, my little email elves will contact you and I will call you to talk to you for 15 minutes by phone or by Skype. You can take advantage of the perk yourself, or you can gift it to someone you love. I will even do calls during Hanukkah and on Christmas Day. Imagine the gift of chatting with me while you're in the middle of family hell on Christmas Day. That could be a really good gift for you or a loved one. So go to puckerup.com. You can do that real easily. And then another gift, which Kelsey made me think of right before we were going to break, when she talked about sort of the specificity of emotions and how we often have this kind of limited language. This makes me think of a show I did just a couple months ago with educator Kate McCombs. And she's changed her name. So now when you want to find her online, she's Kate Kenfield. But if you look up the show on the Voice America archive or on iTunes, look up Kate McCombs. She has a thing called tea and empathy cards, and they're all about how to better express your own emotions and understand the emotions of someone you're in relationship with. These cards are really amazing, and they really help you clarify what you're actually feeling, and that helps you share it with a partner or partners or even friends. So that would make a great gift. And then finally, you know what else would make a great gift? Kelsey Grant. Okay, no, Kelsey Grant herself is not for sale. But she has this thing coming up, which is the Year of Love Masterclass. This also seems like an amazing gift to give yourself or someone you really love who needs it. So tell me about this masterclass.
So basically, the way that I designed this, I was like, how can I put together a program that is like the be-all, end-all of all personal development programs, like teach every single thing you could possibly learn, so that by the end of the year, every single woman that goes through it is fully independent. Like, she can just go out and fly and soar and just really crush it in life and in love. And so I put together a program that we meet every single week on a conference call. And I take groups of six at a time. So we're opening 12 spots for the new year and two different call times. And each week I hop on the phone with them, and it's paired with a weekly curriculum. So we do modulated content every single week, and we start with mindset and heart sets for love. So how do we actually build high-level habits in our lives in general? Like, what are the mechanics of how our minds work in terms of creating habits that stick in life and in love? And then we go into our second quarter, which is understanding and making sense of men. So these are the fundamental differences between how men operate inside of relationship generally and how women operate. And then we go into understanding the feminine, and we dive into things like intuition and creativity, the four different women that you become every month in your cycle, and how to use that in a way that empowers your life. And then we end the year with partnership tools and essentials. So these are the building blocks to high quality partnership. And, you know, going through that entire curriculum plus the weekly calls and an assignment hits all of the levels of integration. So it's one thing to understand something on an intellectual level. It's a whole other thing to have integrated it into our experience so that we're actually a living embodiment of what it is that we've learned. So the masterclass is designed to create embodiment of those skill sets, those understandings that actually set us up to have the high quality legendary love that most of us are actually looking for.
And you work with a lot of you work with a lot of women, and I'm wondering, in addition to facing these issues about our own value and our own self-worth, what are some of the most common things that come up for the women that you work with around, like, roadblocks to relationships?
You know, a lot of the things come up around commitment and, you know, how do you actually maintain a commitment to their career while also maintaining a commitment in a relationship or commitment in a family system, and then maybe a commitment to following their heart and exploring their dreams. Like, that tends to be the common challenge for the women that join this program, is they want to learn how to balance those two worlds. And if they've prioritized, you know, crushing their career, but it's come at the expense of their capacity to be in a relationship, or if they've prioritized being in a relationship at the expense of really following their heart's calling. And we really flush that out throughout the year together. And I'd say that that is a pretty common thing that pops up for all the women in the class. And to be able to find space and the capacity to have both. Like, we don't have to have an either or life. We can either have a career and follow our dreams or a relationship. Like, we can actually have it all, but it does take getting out of our own way. It takes understanding those mental blocks that stop us. You know, those self-talk stories, like what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show today, of that inner critic, that critical dialogue of like, no, you're not enough, you could never do that, nobody loves you. And getting to the heart of those stories, where they came from, and rebuilding a new story is a big part of what we do. And so women who are up against those really challenging internal narratives is also another common thing between everyone.
And I'm also wondering, because I feel like I've been through a big transformation in the past couple years, and I feel like I'm attracting a different kind of potential partner than I was before, which has been a really interesting shift for me, because I feel the work of the internal stuff that I've done, but I also feel like different people are now showing up that's a little surprising to me.
Absolutely.
Because I also think
that makes a lot of sense.
You know, I think it's tricky when you do this personal internal work to then find someone who will meet you on that same path and who has at least some of the skills to go there with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a bit of a reconfiguration that happens, because, you know, when we're operating essentially from our woundology, so those old stories of I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy of being chosen, all of that is woundology. And so there's a particular gravitation that we'll have to people who will play out those roles and push on those raw spots. And as we start to dive into self-development, self-awareness, what we find attractive begins to shift and change. So we're no longer pulled necessarily to those people that we used to find really attractive that unconsciously we know are going to push on those pain points. And we're now moving in the direction of people who can actually show up for us. And the best example is, you know, before we've done our work, you know, we see someone who's maybe securely attached, and the automatic narrative that goes along with that is like, they're boring. You know, there's not enough spark there. There's not enough drama there to really keep me invested. And then as we go through our transformation and really start to heal our hearts and heal some of the stuff from our past that may have been lurking in the shadows, we relate to a secure attachment differently. It's one of those things that now becomes actually really attractive, because on a very fundamental level, we understand that that's someone that we could actually have our needs met with. And that's what actually creates the sustainability piece of a long-term healthy partnership. We have to be responsive to each other's needs. And having the language and the communication skills to navigate that is key. And there is like this transition period of going from the old paradigm to the new paradigm, where we might pull in people who fit that old template, and they become an opportunity to set and reinforce a new boundary and a new standard of how we're going to operate and treat ourselves in relation to other people. And yeah, it can be a tricky thing, but the more that we start living in the embodiment of what we've learned, we naturally gravitate towards people and spaces where there is a higher likelihood of being met. And we also get really good at filtering people out faster. So that's another byproduct of doing this work, is asking really high quality questions right off the bat, disclosing information that are non-negotiable yeses or non-negotiable nos right away. And people who are in that low quality camp who don't want to do their own development, they are scared off by those levels of conversation. And that is a good thing. We want them to be filtered out. We don't want to waste our time, you know, trying to coach someone or prepare them for their next relationship. That's not fun for anybody. And so to have that skill set and just reframe it in a little, in a slightly different way of like, well, me showing up like this is the filter. And it's filtering out the people who I would never be able to have my needs met with, and creating space for people who can actually meet my emotional needs and I can meet theirs, for them to come into the mix.
Lots of food for thought there. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break. When we come back, how is it that we got to the last segment of the show? I'm not quite sure, but we did. Okay, so you guys listening out there, don't go anywhere. Listen to some commercials and then come back as we wrap things up with Kelsey Grant. Stay tuned. Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators' picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I've been talking tonight with Kelsey Grant, whose website, by the way, is kelseygrant.com. And Kelsey is K-E-L-S-E-Y-G-R-A-N-T. So on your website, you have a bunch of tenets that you believe in, and you really share kind of your vision and philosophy with folks. And one of them is my favorite, and I want to read it and discuss it. So this is a quote from you. This is a quote from you. "I am not on board with you playing small. Plain and simple. I know you are brilliant, and I will not let you get away with anything less than being the amazing bombshell of a human you are. I will call you to step into your greatness and shine like the beauty you are." Let's talk about that piece.
Okay. So one of my favorite things is relating to people as their greatness. And it's a skill set that really helps enhance the quality of relationships. So if we relate to someone as though they're not capable of understanding us or not capable of hearing our truth, that's all they can ever be to us. But yet if we relate to someone as though they're capable of, you know, being better, doing greater, stepping into an elevated experience of who they know themselves to be, well, then they can. They really can. They can step up into that space. And, you know, some coaching programs use the whole breakdown method, like I'm going to break you down and then build you up. That's not really my style. I create the container right away of, like, let's just connect you back in to your brilliance, because it's always been there. And there's just some ideas, there are some experiences, maybe there's even some trauma in the mix that has gotten in the way of you remembering who you are. And it's my job as a facilitator, it's my job as a coach, it's my job as a leader to remind you of who you are and hold that space so that you can reclaim it for yourself and that you can start relating to yourself in the way that, you know, you were always designed to relate to yourself, but then life got in the way. Life got lifey. People were shitty. Like, things happened that you were incongruent with the love that you already knew that you were when you incarnated onto this planet. And so that's one of my philosophies is, you know, to relate to that greatness, which sometimes means calling people on their shit. You know, if they're not, you know, following through, if they've given their word and they're not showing up to the plate, it's my job to, you know, call that out, but in a loving way. I think there's a way to go about it in which we shame people and we guilt them and we make them feel small, or we can create the space for understanding and say, hey, this is what you committed to. What's in the way? Help me understand what's going on for you, because I want to support you in the best possible way. And right now, you know, it's, you're just not meeting your target. You're just not meeting your goal that you set for yourself. So help me understand so that I can support you better. And that approach, it seems to go off like gold. And we see people, you know, creating more and more quantum leaps because there's this space of inclusion. There's this space of acceptance. And people don't feel the need to hide parts of themselves in order to coexist inside of the container of our teachings. And I think that's a really special thing. And, you know, by experiencing that through our classes or through one-to-one work, they start to embody that same way of relating naturally in their relationships because they've experienced it firsthand. And so we start to see this massive ripple of transformation just based on that one choice to lead with love instead of leading with shame or guilt.
Which, you know, to be fair, there are sort of people in the self-improvement and self-help industry who do, in fact, lead with shame and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And Mm-hmm. Right. And that's like part of their marketing platform, right? That's part of the pitch mm-hmm. is like, you're Absolutely. Not doing right, or you're not good enough, or, mm-hmm. you know, and it really does prey on some of the things that are already have been programmed into us. Because the other thing that this strikes me is that girls, women, people assigned female at birth are not taught to take up space. Or yeah. step into their greatness. They're actually taught to be humble and quiet and not take up space. And so mm-hmm. this is a challenge for a lot of women.
Absolutely.
To simply not, you know, not downplay their own strengths and their own gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is why we work inside of a container of a year-long class. Because relearning that takes time. You know, if we've had 30 plus years of relating to ourselves as though we were never enough, it's going to take a little bit of time to mm-hmm. relearn how to relate to ourselves in a way that allows us to take up space without, you know, shoving someone else to the sidelines. And, you know, there's, you know, a grace to that in being able to take up space and own your truth and own who you are and do it from a place of alignment, do it from a place of kindness. And, but also, you know, kindness means taking no shit. Like, just because I'm kind doesn't mean I'm a pushover. Mm-hmm. And so really giving women that context to play with and a really safe space to do that exploration is key. And, you know, a lot of my methodology has come from noticing those things in the industry of people really preying on pain points and pushing on that. And it doesn't sit well with me. It has never felt aligned, and it makes me angry. And so instead of turning that anger into aggression, I use that anger as fuel to design a system that is the opposite, you know, where we'll address, you know, pain points, of course, because they're challenges, but we're not going to prey on that, like, already always narrative of you're not enough. Like, we're going to call to something else. We're going to speak to something else so that after, you know, a period of working together, that's fully ingrained inside of their psyche that they are enough and they know that they're capable of going after and achieving anything that their heart really desires, whether that's, you know, pursuing a career in a certain area or changing careers or having a family or being a mom or being a wife or, you know, starting a business, whatever it is, you know, that she wants to do, that she knows she's capable. And she also has a sisterhood of women who are cheering her on, because that also is, you know, a big thing for women, that they've learned to not trust women.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, big time.
You know, I'm sure we could do a whole conversation on that alone.
Just on, like, that. Well, and the notion of that women are competition and that we have to get ahead of other women and that there's only space for so many women at the table. So we've got to push someone else kind of to the side. I mean, I think that's been ingrained in women also. Yes.
Yeah. So we like to flip all of that on its head and be like, okay, we're going to actually create a container for women to relate to each other from that space of you're my sister and I want to see you shine, because when you shine, that, you know, creates more space for everyone to shine. Like, there's room for everyone at the table here. There's room for everyone to succeed. And if we really hone in on those energies of collaboration, and even if it's just, hey, I support you, like, go get it, girl. Like, and if we create that container, we see momentum pick up in this really positive direction that empowers other women to really step up into their truth and go after what it is that their heart is calling them to do. And without having to rely on those low-level tactics of tearing other people down, because that shit is outdated and it doesn't work. Like, if we are behaving that way with women, there is no way that if we want relationships with men to work, that they will. Because it's such a low-level energy, and, you know, we'll relate to men in a very similar way of, like, they can't be trusted, women can't be trusted, no one can be trusted, I can't trust myself. Like, it's just a mess. And so we want to just maneuver onto a new track and start rebuilding these muscles and new ways of relating to women, to men, and to ourselves, so that there's room for everyone to really thrive in their greatness.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for being on my show, Kelsey. I want to tell people how to get to you. Kelsey Grant is the founder of the Legendary Love Academy and the author of the book Sabotaged Love, The 12 Archetypes Keeping You from the Love You Want. Her website is kelseygrant.com. She's an active Instagram user at Radical Self Love, also on Twitter at Rad Self Love, and on Facebook at Kelsey Grant Radical Self Love. Thanks so much, Kelsey.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson on the road tonight. Announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the show. Because of how the holidays fall this month, I've got live shows all through December, and I'm excited about that. Until then, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tristan Terramino. You can find the show on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. I'm also floating around Facebook, but don't ever email me there. And in the meantime, enjoy your December and take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Terramino on Voice America Variety.